Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, if this is the first time you're actually tuning in to listen to this show, first off, I'd like to say welcome. We're growing by leaps and bounds, and that's very encouraging. But secondly, I'd like to tell you, you picked a really good one, because I think out of all the shows we have done thus far, this could arguably be the most important show. Because I'm about to tell you something that no other news outlet is going to tell you. Not Newsmax, not Fox, not any of these other organizations. And I'm going to back it up with some facts so that everybody out there understands clearly what's happening in this country, because I get the feeling that we're all being flim-flammed into thinking something's happening that isn't. So you may be intrigued by the title of this show, Why the Left and Some of the Right Are So Desperate, Donald Trump. And maybe you're not even a Trump supporter, and that's okay. Because even if you're not, you need to know this. You need to know this information. Folks, we have had a two-party system, three and four parties on occasion sometimes, for as long as you can possibly remember, longer than I've been alive. And we have had some pretty ferocious fighting, infighting back and forth between parties and some finger pointing and everything like that. We have never in the history of this country had anything like the backlash that happened when Donald Trump became the president of the United States. Never in the history of this country was there a more organized effort to remove him, to stifle him, to make sure he could never run for office again, to make sure if they could, they would impeach him and put someone else in. Never has there been 24-hour, around-the-clock negative news coverage like there was of Donald Trump. Never has there been so many attempts at destroying his character, destroying his businesses, destroying him and his family. And you have to ask yourself, even if you're a Democrat, why now all of a sudden? Was there something horrible that he did? I mean, George Bush was a far worse president. And while the Democrats said, we disagree with him on this, we disagree with him on that, boy, they're sure chummy with him now, aren't they? And you have to ask yourself, why is this? Why is this ridiculous hatred for Donald Trump literally turning into a full-blown effort to destroy a human being? And I'm going to tell you why. But let's just start with the misnomer, because the misnomer here is, well, the writing is on the wall for the Democrats. They see they're going to lose the midterms. They see some of their policies that they so highly touted as going to be successful turned out to be failures, and they are fearful that the American people now understand that some of these policies do not work, and the shift could be to the Republican Party, at which time Donald Trump would probably be the nominee for 2024, and they don't like Donald Trump. And they don't want Donald Trump in. They want their own person in, or they want someone they can more easily control. That's the narrative you're going to hear from most right-wing media. They're wrong. They're dead wrong. The reason the Democrats and some Republicans do not want Donald Trump anywhere near the White House ever again, or even politics, is a little more nefarious than that. You see, the misnomer that everyone is swallowing is that the Democratic Party's policies are foolish and they're not working. That's not true. They're working exactly the way they were planned to work. They're not hapless, ridiculous ideologues saying, oops, we thought this would reduce crime. Oops, we thought this would help the climate. Oops, we thought this would help the people. Wrong. Every single thing that they have done policy-wise that everyone is touting as, see, we told you it was a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's been done purposely and planned to be done for a long period of time, including 2020 when Hillary Clinton was scheduled to win this presidency. All of these steps are already in place, folks. These did not happen overnight, and they were not accidental. The Democratic Party wants every single thing that's happening in this country right now to continue to happen because that is the pace they want to set for the next president to lead you further into a new reset, which they've openly admitted, by the way. It's not like, ooh, he said a horrible word. No, no, they've admitted it. They flat out admitted it. They don't want you owning anything. They don't want you thinking you can open your own business. They don't want you thinking any of that stuff. They want absolute power. And every step they're taking right now is to ensure absolute power. Don't believe me? Well, let's talk about the minor ones first. Let's talk about oil and the prices of gas. We literally have Joe Biden first say this is all Putin's fault. Then when the Putin situation didn't work out, and nobody believed it because gas prices were sky high before Putin invaded Ukraine. Now, Joe Biden is saying it's greedy oil companies' fault. And I know a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives who've fallen for this absolute baloney. Good, intelligent people. I'm not calling you out as being morons if you think that the oil companies are being greedy. I'm just telling you, you're being led down a primrose path. You're not. It's not accurate, and I'm going to prove it in a minute. But first, let me say that any man who literally gets in front of a camera and says, I'm doing all I can to lower gas prices, and I'm begging the oil companies, produce to your maximum capacity, be patriotic, help the American people, when you literally campaigned on ending fossil fuel, you literally campaigned on it. You leaned over to a young girl and said, listen to me carefully. When I'm elected, I will put an end to fossil fuel. When Donald Trump in a debate said, Joe, are you going to put an end to fossil fuel? He said, yes. And now you're saying, oh, I'm doing all I can to help. No, you're not. Purposely done. This is purposely done. I'm going to read you a couple of statistics. Oil companies' profit margins, 6%. So let's just do easy math. Let's say it takes, I don't know, $100 to fill your car up. Then, okay, the oil company gets 6% of that $100. They get $6 on your $100 fill up. Meanwhile, if you live in New York like I do, it's 29 cents a gallon tax. Then the federal government puts on another 18 cents tax. That's 47 cents per friggin' gallon tax. So who's the patriots here? Who's the patriots here? Tomorrow we could have the federal government say, we're not going to put a tax on gasoline. It's too high. Or the individual states could say, we're lowering it to next to nothing because we can't afford it. They won't. Explain something to you. The oil companies currently are sitting on lawsuits up the yin-yang. 3,000 different ones from all of these left-wing climate change groups. 5,000 leases that have been temporarily put on hold. Federal lands that we cannot drill on. Do you honestly think that in the time when the most need for gasoline is right now that the oil companies are going to say we're not drilling? When their stocks are dropping, did you see the stocks? It's not the oil companies that are doing this, folks. Wake up. You want some further proof? How about when Democratic politicians literally say, we're doing everything we can to lower the gas prices, and meanwhile, they're leveraging $1.8 million worth of stock in electric cars. Did you know that? Did you know that many people in the Democratic Party are buying huge amounts of stock in electric cars? Oh, that's not a conflict of interest. So while they're sitting there telling you we're trying to lower gas prices, they're doing everything they can to force you to get an electric car because it's to their benefit even financially. Why is this not being reported? Why is it not being reported that the Secretary of Energy has leveraged $1.3 million in stock toward electric cars? How come that's not being reported? How come that's not a conflict of interest? How come nobody's putting a microphone in front of her face and saying, how come you bought into electric cars to the tune of $1 point some odd million while you're sitting here like a dummy saying, we're really trying to lower gas prices? Yeah, I'm sure you are. In the meantime, you know what it used to take? 2.5 hours worth of work to the average person to fill their gas tank. It's now 3.7. That's a 48% increase, folks. You have to work 48% longer to fill your tank, and they don't give one damn because they're sitting on a gold mine of stocks. And nobody will report it. How about if I said, well, you know, I'm a hot dog stand, and I'm gonna raise the price of ground beef to the point where nobody can afford a hamburger, so nobody can eat the hamburgers. People would say, well, wait a minute, that's a conflict of interest. You're kind of driving people to your stand because you're making the other people's food unaffordable. Correct. So why are their politicians allowed to buy millions and millions and millions of dollars into a stock that they can literally control? They can literally control whether it's successful or not. And then you're going to believe them that it's greedy oil companies? I don't see the greedy oil companies buying stock in electric cars. They're trying to keep their own industry alive. So if you bought into this greedy oil company nonsense, just remember this. 6% is what their profit margin is, and their leasing went up. Their ability to get the oil to the refineries is virtually, they're handcuffed. That's why the capacity is down. How are they going to get it to the refineries when you won't give them the permits to do it? You are artificially stacking the deck, and you are doing it purposely. Because while you want this green energy thing to happen, you also want to line your pockets with money. I told you before that this pullout from Afghanistan, they had all kinds of lithium mines down there that's the key ingredient for making electric car batteries. And, oh, Hunter Biden negotiated his company negotiated some kind of a deal to buy those for a foreign country. Amazing. Just amazing that all these batteries are going to be made in China thanks to Hunter Biden's company, who somehow managed to leverage all of those cobalt mines into the hands of the Chinese so they could make the lithium batteries. I'm sure nobody's buying stock in that company now, right? Don't you see what's going on there, folks? But that's only the oil. That's just the beginning. Let's talk about crime. There's a lot of people saying, well, they made a horrible mistake because of bail reform and their thoughts that they could cut some of the police out. No, there's no mistake there. There's no mistake. A child would understand that if the crime rate is, I don't know, a certain percentage, and you reduce the punishment for those crimes, you reduce the amount of police to enforce those crimes, that crime would go up. That's not a radical theory. That is common sense. And yet they did it. Now, I want you to understand something very clearly. if the Democrats really were running on this and really thought this was going to reduce crime, they would stick to it. And they'd say, yes, no, we really do think that defunding the police is a good idea. Less police, you know, every single crime isn't a huge thing to be throwing people in jail. We need them to be more focused on the larger crimes and everything. At least I would have some respect for them and say, well, that's their ideology and they're wrong, but at least they're sticking to it. But that's not what they're doing. Now we hear Jerry Nadler saying, I want the American people to understand the Republicans are really the ones who are trying to defund the police. Really? And then he comes up with this. Did you know that in the Democratic states, we spend more per person on policing than Republican states? So what you're trying to, you're trying to create an illusion, Jerry. You're trying to say, we're the tough on crime ones. We're actually spending more money per person in Democratic-run states for policing than Republican states. Yes, that's because you have more crime. Why do you have more crime, Jerry? And how can you compare Baltimore, Maryland, or Chicago, Illinois, to some small state or city, Republican-run city, whose crime rate is not high? So they don't need that many police on their streets. The very fact that you are forced to spend more, problem. Right? If you spend more on your dental bill than your next door neighbor, then your brushing and eating habits are probably worse than your neighbor. Correct? So if you have to spend more on policing per person in Democratic-run states, it's because there's more crime in Democratic-run states. No Republican I have ever talked to is for defunding the police. Meanwhile, Baltimore, Maryland, they cut their police budget. New York cut their police budget, something awful. Both of these are democratically run. Okay? So New York City has cut like 29%. And these criminals are emboldened because there is no actual punishment. There is no actual punishment. You get out without bail even. Now, is this intentional? Of course it's intentional, because they want you fearful. The idea behind it is, if we can get the American people to a point where they are fearful to even walk out of their house, they're much more easily controlled. Oh, that lesson was learned with COVID, which we'll get to in a minute. So if we have them fearful, you know, listen, we'll crack down on people who dare run into the Capitol building. But if you want to run over a whole Christmas parade full of little children with your car, you know, is that a big deal? I guess not if you're a Democrat. I guess not. If you want to go to the house of a sitting Supreme Court justice and admit you were there to murder him and have the weapons to do it, should we really give them protection? Do you know Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 25 other Democrats voted against giving the Supreme Court justices protection? Why? Why would you do that? Oh, but you want fences around your Capitol building, and you want armed guards there, and you want the National Guard if needed, right? Supreme Court Justice, burn in hell. It's all done on purpose, folks. These policies are working perfectly, exactly the way they intended. Now let's talk about the gun laws. We know, it's not rocket science, that criminals do not follow the law. Therefore, if the law is made that these particular guns are now illegal to possess, the only people who are not going to possess them are people who have respect for the law. The rest of the people will simply say, I'll just buy them somewhere else, man. I'll get them from the street. It's just going to open up a whole new market of gun running. Oh, you can't get your AR-15s anymore legally? Well, organized crime can get you one. Gangs can get you one. We'll run them to you for a price. And guess who'll pay that price? Criminals. Criminals. Who will now be emboldened because they'll say, well, the average homeowner's not going to have any decent gun. Only we're going to have the good weapons, right? You know, it's amazing. The argument I just heard on abortion was making it illegal will not stop it. Abortion will continue to happen. It will just be much less safe. Well, what about guns then? That's not the same. Banning guns is not going to stop criminals from getting a gun, folks. They just don't want you to have a gun. They just don't want you to have one. You're the private citizen. They don't want you to have a gun that's bet more than a pea shooter. And then I heard them say, well, if we took all the AR-15s, confiscated all of them and all of the assault rifles and sent them over to the Ukraine, that would do the Ukraine a whole lot of good and it would help us. Einstein, the Ukraine is the exact reason we need guns. You've just illustrated my point. Why do the citizens of the Ukraine need AR-15s? Because they're being attacked by a government. What happens if we're attacked by a government? You think Ukraine's going to ship them back to us? Is that the theory? Is that if we ever really come across and need them, the Ukraine will just have to ship them back to us? I mean, you can't get any stupider than that. So quite obviously, this is intentional. Disarm the public, keep them in fear, keep them poor. Force them into compliance. At the same time, we'll all get rich because we'll have stocks knee-deep in electric cars and lithium batteries and all this other stuff. The gun laws won't help. Did the drug laws help? You can't have cocaine, really? Give me 5 minutes, and I can go buy cocaine if I wanted to. If you live right in the heart of New York City, you probably don't even need to walk 5 minutes. So don't tell me it works. It's against the law, that cocaine. Really? Well, you did a good job of drying it up. You can't have meth. Oh, you're doing a really good job then, because there's a lot of meth heads. It's ludicrous. They just want to disarm you. So you don't have the right to protect yourself. And they'll say, well, you can have a 22. Well, that's great if somebody comes to my house with an AR-15. That'll work just wonderful. They know that. They know that. This is not something, folks, that they're just dumb about. Don't let Fox News, Newsmax, and all these other places tell you, aren't the Democrats dumb? No, they're not dumb. They're very shrewd. All of these things that they're doing on purpose, and they're working exactly as planned. That includes immigration. Let's get to that. They realized a long time ago, when we start to implement these policies, some Americans are going to wake up, and they're going to be angry, and they're going to try to revolt. And the way they're going to try to revolt is at the election booth. They're going to say, well, we gave you a chance, and we don't like the fact that we got to pay $10 for gasoline. We don't like the fact that we can't have a gun to protect our loved ones in our home. We don't like the fact that crime is on the rise to the point where we can't even go out. We don't like the fact that for any reason now, the government, I guess, automatically can tell you, you are going to take a medication. Like it or lump it, if you want to live in society, you will indeed take whatever medications we deem necessary. And they may not vote for us, so we need a whole new voting block. We need people who are 100% reliant upon us. Where do we look for these people? I know. Mexico and all the other countries that want to come flooding in here. Open up the borders. Joe Biden said himself, folks, I didn't make it up. Joe Biden said, if I become the president of the United States, there better be a run to the border because the gates are going to be wide open. That's what he said. At what point are you going to take these people for what they say? Joe Biden said, I'm going to put an end to fossil fuel. He's doing it. Joe Biden said the borders will be wide open. They are. Why are you surprised? And why are knuckleheads running around on Fox News and Newsmax saying, isn't Joe stupid? He thinks this is good. No, he's doing the exact thing he said he was going to do because that's what they want to do. Why then, Marcus, is it so important that they do it right now? Because they realize the American people are waking up. And they realize we cannot count on their votes. Now, this January 6th hearing is 100% a scam because there is no defense. No one gets to speak on behalf of the January 6th incident. No one gets to ask a question like, how come you're not interviewing Ray Epps? How come Nancy Pelosi turned down all of the extra National Guard that Donald Trump offered? No one wants to answer those questions. So they just said, you're not going to get a chance to speak. Instead, we're going to hear Capitol Police officers say, it was a traumatizing experience in my life. I was maced. I was maced and there was tear gas. Yeah, you were maced and tear gassed by actual National Guard, by police. Not the rioters. What you suffered at the hands of your own people. But they want to convince the American people that Donald Trump clearly understood there was no zero evidence and zero facts to back up that there could have been some election fraud or nonsense with the election. And so he gave false information to the American people and said, this election is not legitimate. Right now we can't prove it, but facts will come to light. And you people need to go out and say that. Well, facts are coming to light left and right. I don't understand how anybody can say there's no facts. Like Bill William Barr, just I have seen no evidence now or then of fraud. Well, you picked your words very carefully, Mr. Barr, because you said fraud. Fraud may not be the word for what happened, but if you're going to sit here and tell me that you did not witness election laws being changed spontaneously and illegally, not going through the proper channels in order to actually change these laws, then you're being disingenuous and you're lying to the American people because that did happen. And then people will say, but Florida had some of these laws in effect forever. Exactly my point. Because they had some of these laws in effect for forever, they got it down right. Things overnight, and the whole entire thing became a huge cluster. And it didn't work. And everybody knows you used COVID as the excuse to change those laws. Because it would benefit the Democratic Party to do it. If that is not fraud, then at least, at the very least, it's unethical and illegal. So to say Donald Trump pushed a false narrative, it's not a false narrative. Those things did happen. They clearly happened. And by the way, the January 6th committee never once said, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump got more votes than any other president in American history running for a second term? He actually got more votes his second attempt than he did the first. He actually got more as the incumbent than he did when he was first running and still lost. So please ask the scholars, has that ever happened in the history of the United States of America? You know what the answer is? No. Well, isn't that funny that it just happened to happen this time? Isn't that unusual that it just happened this time? You don't find that odd, Mr. Barr. You don't find it odd that a president got more votes in his second, running for his second term than he did his initial run and lost? It's just, oh, well, it's the first time for everything. Or could it be that because you changed these election laws, you allowed a lot more voter, let's say, misconduct? Harvesting. having people go to neighborhoods that normally weren't going to vote and say, oh, come on, all you have to do is fill out the paper now. You don't have to go anywhere. It's a, come on, come on, come on. At very least, it's unethical. So for you to sit here and say there's no evidence of anything like that, that's insanity. Of course there is. That's absolute insanity. Just miraculously, in the age of COVID, where people were afraid to go out of their house to get a hamburger, more people voted than the history ever in the history of the United States of America. Wow, what a coincidence. You would have thought it would have been less people than ever voted, right? So, so interesting. But of course, Mr. Barr doesn't see anything wrong with that at all. That doesn't prove anything. Well, I think it does. And the American people think it does. And guess what? The American people have a right to defend their right to vote. And they have a right to defend the fact that their vote has to count and can't literally be negated by chicanery. But you did that on purpose. I mean, that's why all the COVID lockdowns happened to begin with. There was no actual evidence, zero, that the lockdowns were going to work. And now in hindsight, we find out the lockdowns did not work. Places that had very little or very short-term lockdowns, as opposed to people who locked down to the bitter end, the rate of COVID deaths were no different. The lockdowns didn't work because they were never designed to work. They were designed to make you fear going out of your house. They were designed to control you. Anthony Fauci, who said, well, whoever happens to become the president in the next term is going to have to deal with a pandemic. Wow, I guess you're Nostradamus. That's an amazing prediction. What an amazing prediction. Why isn't this man on some kind of a psychic hotline thing making a bazillion dollars? And why does nobody ask him a very simple question? Why did you make that statement? Why did you say, regardless of whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, they're going to have to deal with a major pandemic? Why did you say that? And what did you mean by that? We don't have the right to ask that question. And then we were told, you know, it came from a bat in a wet market when everybody knew differently. But, oh, if you said that, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut. Well, now we know it came from a lab. And we're not conspiracy theorists or nuts. We were right. Now the new thing is, if you think the election laws were changed illegally, you're a nut, you're whatever. No, well, what will you wait? Because you're going to find out, yes, they were changed illegally. In fact, you can easily research it. They didn't go through the proper channel to change these election laws. They had to go through judges that never saw this. If they weren't illegal, how come they ended them now? How come all of these states that did this said, well, we're not going to do that this next cycle? Why? How come? Because they needed to push Joe Biden through. That's why, folks. Because they needed to get all this done. They need to finish their agenda before 2024, and the reason they need to finish it, here's the payoff to this whole show. The reason they need to finish this, folks, is because Donald Trump exposed their plan when he became the president in 2020. Donald Trump's also not a psychic. Donald Trump also isn't the, Nostradamus. But what did he say? He said, if Joe Biden becomes the president, gas will be $8 a gallon, the stock market will crash, you'll have a war, and about 14 other things that have come true. How did he know that? Because he knew their agenda. He was the first president in my lifetime that I can appreciate. I was a little too young to appreciate some of them, but he's the first president in my lifetime who told the American people the bitter truth. And the Democrats did not like that, and neither did some Republicans, because some of the Republicans were getting fat and rich off this as well. So they said, well, this loudmouth's got to go. He's telling us how the game, he's telling the American people how the game works. You can't reveal how we do our tricks. But he did, because he don't care. He's a billionaire. He doesn't care about the money. He doesn't care about the fame. He's just like, I'm just going to tell you the truth. And there was no way to buy him off. What could they do? He was uncancelable. So they did the next best thing. They said, you have to infiltrate his administration. You have to get some rhinos in there, and you have to get some flat-out Democrats or at least sympathizers in there. And you did. And you also did it with the FBI so they could investigate them. You did it with the judicial system. You let those people in so that they could sabotage this man before he exposed you. But he still did expose you. So now they're saying, well, it's a conspiracy theory. Absolute conspiracy theory. We currently have these January 6th hearings. They have no power to put anybody in prison. They're not a branch of the judicial system. Why are we having these hearings? Why aren't we having hearings about how China is going to invade Taiwan and what the hell are we going to do when they do it? Why are we not having hearings about how all of our money is going through China? Why aren't we having those hearings? Why are the people's times being taken up with this nonsense? Because they cannot afford Donald Trump to get back into office. They could afford another president that's a Republican, perhaps, because they can get to him. But they can't get to Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is one of those rare people, whether you love him or you hate him. Donald Trump is one of those people who, at this stage of the game, if he wins, he wants his revenge. And he's going to do it by exposing them. He was going to do it anyway if he won the second term. He wasn't going to do it in the first term because that would have been politically wrong, and he knew it. He had to wait till the second term when he was a lame duck president, and then he was going to blow the whistle on these people. You want some proof? Do you remember when someone stood up during one of the COVID testimonies and said, did you know that Anthony Fauci illegally funneled money to the Wuhan lab? And what did Donald Trump say? He said, what's the amount that you heard? Indicating, I heard this and I heard an amount. Let's see if it matches. And said, well, we're looking into that. He wasn't going to do anything his first term. How could he and why would he? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Rest assured, had he won, heads were going to roll. Rest assured, had he won, heads were going to roll in the FBI because he was going to say, you purposely framed me. You clearly understood that these dossiers were paid for by the Clinton campaign, and you didn't care. You went forward anyway, which means you're a political arm of the left wing, which means we have no faith in you. So you got to go. Those people clearly understood that Donald Trump was waiting for his second term to say, okay, I'm a lame duck president now. Heads are going to roll. The American people's going to know the truth about all of your nonsense, and that includes some Republicans. So what did they do? They got together and say, how do we stop this man? They came up with these ridiculous COVID laws on voting. They allowed all kinds of vote harvesting and late counting and everything else. Then you know what they cleverly did, folks? What they're trying to do with the oil industry now. Blame the oil industry. Blame the oil industry. They tried to deflect blame from what they did with the voter laws by planting false stories that the Dominion machines were rigged. I told you on this show from the very beginning, I doubt the machines were rigged. It's too easy. It would be too easy to figure it out. But they were throwing those false stories out, hoping that the Trump supporters and the conservatives would latch onto that and say, oh, boy, okay, we got a chance now. I'm believing all this stuff because they knew they could prove it false. And while everybody was looking over there to something they knew they could prove false, the thing that they could prove true, which is that you illegally changed the voter laws and none of those votes should count, that was overlooked until it was too late. And then states like Georgia and everybody said, you know, in hindsight, that's the truth. We're not going to do this anymore. Oh, but it's too late to do anything now. So they conned you, you see? They conned you. Don't fall for these false stories because half of them are made up by Democrats. I want you to understand that this QAnon thing was made up by Democrats, hoping that some far right-wing people would follow it so they could just laugh at them. I told you a long time ago, and I will repeat this because it's important. You have to selectively understand that they will try to bluff you. if you're running a drug operation and someone's getting very close to you and you say, I think they're on to me, and you plant people that says, not only are they running a drug operation, but they're aliens from the planet Mars and they turn into lizard people at night and they eat babies, then everybody who listens to you is going to say, you're a nut and nothing is wrong here. When in fact, the drug operation part was true. See what I mean? It shifts the eyes away. And people say, oh, who believes that? They also believe that they're space aliens and they're lizard creatures. Nobody believes that. So they just dismiss everything they say when some of it was true. You see that all the time now. You see that with this shooter in Texas. Oh, how did he get a $50,000, $100,000 car? He didn't have a $100,000 car, folks. That was his grandmother's. But they really want to deflect from the truth. Oh, he had $5,000 worth of women's clothes. No, he didn't. They're hoping that you post this stuff. Because when you do, then they can prove you're wrong, and everything you say then becomes subject to, oh, he's just an idiot making crap up. The truth is, I want to know how he got $4,000 plus worth of weaponry. If you're going to tell me he used his grandmother's credit card, fine. Then prove it. Show it to me. Otherwise, I want to know how a kid who worked very little part-time at a fast food place can buy weaponry like that. But they don't want that question answered. So they're going to throw out all these false flags and say, oh, did you know he was also a cross-dresser who owned thousands of dollars worth of clothes? Did you know he owned an expensive car? And then they'll prove that false. And when they prove that false, no one will listen to anything you say, including why did he have $4,000 worth of weapons, which is true and does deserve an answer. So don't fall for this, folks. Do not fall for this. Those Dominion voting machines, I don't know anything about them. I doubt very greatly they were rigged. They didn't need to be rigged because you changed the election laws to suit the Democratic Party to the extent that literally more people in history of the United States that ever voted, voted. And nobody is saying, that's an odd thing to happen during a pandemic, isn't it? You shifted the law so a man who got more votes for his second term than any president in history lost. And nobody's saying, yeah, that's a little unusual. You shifted the laws so that in Republican states, Biden's actual gain was like 18 or 20%, where his gain in Democratic states was just 2 and 3%. Why would that be? Why would he do worse in Democratic states than he did in Republican states? That doesn't make sense. But nobody's talking about that. They want to just shift, oh, there's a big rumor about Dominion voting machines, and there's a big rumor about this and that. Yeah, because those are planted rumors to try to sway the American people. Just like it's the oil company's fault. It's Putin's fault. When in reality, it's the White House's fault. They want to make gas unaffordable, so you must go electric. And then all of their pockets will be lined with gold because they have bought into the stocks of these companies up the yin-yang, and they want this for this Green New Deal. Just like they want you to buy into, if you ban these guns, which nobody needs, crime will go down. No, crime will go up. Crime will go up. Donald Trump was the person who blew the whistle. See, no other Republican politician would, because they feared for their political life. And they said, well, you know, we'll do a little here and a little there, and we'll give the American people a little more of this or a little less of that. But in reality, we can't go too far with this because we're going to be at the same banquets with these Democrats and liberals. We're going to be at the same social functions. We're going to be laughing and joking, and they're going to be coming to all of our cocktail parties. Donald Trump didn't give one damn about that. He told the American people the truth, and the American people didn't like it. But as much as some of the American people didn't like it, the politicians really didn't like it. because they had a good game going. And they need to stop him from getting into office again, because if he does, he can't run again. And he's going to unleash the truth. And it's not going to be pretty, folks. And you're going to understand what has been happening through most of your adult life that you thought would never happen. You're going to find out that people you had high trust in did not deserve your trust or earn your trust. But more than that, they see a movement. They see younger Republicans getting into the party and saying, yeah, I'm a MAGA Republican. And they can't have that, because then their game is done. If the MAGA Republicans take over and it's America first all the way, they're done. Because most of these people are reliant upon China and other foreign sources for their money. I mean, we literally have Eric Swalwell sleeping with a Chinese spy. He's still got a security clearance. How in the world does a man who openly admits he slept for years with a Chinese spy still have security clearance in the country? Ask yourself that. This is why Trump needs to be stopped by them. Yes, Trump is brash. Yes, he's egotistical. Yes, he has a big mouth. But he's the bull in the china shop, folks. He's the guy that's going to come in and just say, this is the way it was. This guy that you think is so wonderful, he's a scumbag, and he did X, Y, and Z. And they can't have that, because it could disrupt the entire political system. It could change and evolve the entire political system. And they're on the verge of getting everything they want, liberal utopia. People don't even realize it's, you know, you've got people saying, oh, why is electric cars bad? Maybe they won't be bad 20 years from now. Right now, they're $70,000. And the batteries are tens of thousands of dollars, and the batteries have a shelf life. And they're not extremely long. So what happens when you just bought a $70,000 car and 3 years later you need a battery for $10,000, $15,000? Can you afford that? The average person cannot. But then again, that would lower the traffic, wouldn't it? That would lower the infrastructure, wouldn't it? Oh, wouldn't the trees look pretty? We are at the mercy of a climate change and a Green New Deal cult who want you helpless, they want you hopeless, they want you destitute, and they want you at their mercy, because that's the only way they can win and stay in power. No one's voting for this, so they're going to ship in a whole new voter breed, and they're going to tell them, hey, you want to go back across the border? You don't? Well, then you know how to vote. Why do you think they're trying so hard to, oh, all illegals should be able to vote? Why? Please give me a rational explanation for that. Please give me a rational explanation for that. I'll tell you the explanation, because that's their new voter base. Because they have something over them. They're blackmailed, literally. We know who you are. You want to stay in this country? You vote one way. Because they're losing the rest of the American people. But they factored that into the plan. They understood they were going to lose the majority of the American people to go through this transition. That's why they needed all these people into the country. Not just from Mexico, but from all over. But whose fate they hold in their hands so they can control them. That's why Donald Trump can't be the president. So what you're hearing now with these January 6th hearings, this is an attempt to try to stop Donald Trump from having his name on the ballot in 2024. They will deal with whoever else they think that they can have to deal with, even Ron DeSantis. They'll deal with him. He may be harder to deal with, but they'll accept him over Trump. Because at the end of the day, they think he still has a long political life, DeSantis. And he's going to be someone who will be forced eventually to play the game, at least to some extent. Donald Trump will not be forced to play the game. He's not got any more political aspirations. He's going to run this country for 4 more years if he wins. He's going to reveal to the American people exactly how this country was run under their nose for so many years, and they can't have it. Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
I am here, Marcus. I'd like to address the audience, whether they're, you know, conservative or liberal, whoever listens to this show. if I wrote down how many lies were told by the Democratic Party in the last 16, 18 months, or even longer than that, since you know, Donald Trump has been even been in office, I'd have to chop down a tree to get more paper. The fact is, as far as the you know, how many votes that Donald Trump got more than any other president in his second term and still lost, even though he won Florida and Texas, no president has ever lost both of those states. Republican president has lost both those states, won both those states, and still lost the presidency. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Tell me this, Einsteins. How does he have a 30% approval rating? So you mean that many people?
Listen, I cannot allow you to spread this kind of hyperbolic conspiracy theory on this show. I cannot allow that. Of course Joe Biden got more votes than Donald Trump. Why wouldn't he? He campaigned so hard from his basement. He had so many people show up to his rallies, you know, 14 cars, maybe 15 at times. But I can't allow you to say that they lied to the American people. As a matter of fact, I'm being serious when I say that. They didn't lie to the American people. Joe Biden ran and said, I'm ending fossil fuel. And the American people said, he won't do that. And now gas is $8 a gallon, and people are like, oh, the oil companies are doing this. Joe Biden said he was going to do it. What do you think, Donald Trump's Nostradamus? Donald Trump knew, and he said, just wait, you get Joe Biden in, what's the oil price is going to be? And he was right, caller. He knew that Joe Biden was serious about everything he was saying, and that's why I say none of this is lies. They told the American people what they were going to do. Now they're just trying to back off of it to buy time.
Okay, yeah, you got me there. You did get me there. But, you know, how do I say this politely? The people who dropped me from their friends list on social media are the very ones say, oh, Joe Biden won the presidency. No, he didn't. You know, my grandmother has been deceased since 2008 and received a ballot. And I wouldn't have known that if my mom didn't speak up, 9 months after the fact. My grandmother's been deceased.
This is what I mean, caller, when I say there is plenty of evidence that there was this voter turnout was in some way tainted or corrupted. It may not rise to the level of actual, fraud, but because they changed the laws and these states were not ready for these law changes, they didn't have years of practice. This was the first time, and on top of that, within weeks of the election, the whole thing went to hell in a handbasket, and that was planned. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I all these things that are happening now, we knew, according to Donald Trump, everything. He exposed them. He showed the American people how the hot dog was made. He exposed it, and the Democrats went berserk. I mean, they tried to
impeach. And some of the Republicans went berserk too, because I'm telling you, the swamp is deeper than you think. A lot of these people are looking for life preservers because they know if Donald Trump gets in, they're going to need them. And that's why they are so desperate to do anything they can. Let's just take a look at January 6th. Why are there no hearings about why an unarmed woman was blown away? I thought that they said, well, you can't shoot. The police can't even shoot a suspect. The police can't shoot a suspect that turns around with a gun, and they say, but it was a fake gun. It was a BB gun. Why didn't you use less lethal force? You murdered that poor man. Ashley Babbitt didn't even have a gun, and she was shot dead in the chest posing zero threat, and no one is saying a word. And that includes some Republicans. Not all of them, but some of them. Now, you know what the latest thing is? They're trying to smear some of the MAGA Republicans. Oh, she used to be a call girl. I'm not even going to give the name of the person because they don't have any evidence. And she's suing them, by the way. She's suing them for defamation of character. We know she used to be a call girl, and she had 5 or 6 abortions. And she comes out immediately and says, that's just bullshit. They're doing anything they possibly can. They are so their desperation is so clear that the actual people who vote for them have to ask themselves, why are you this desperate? If your plans are so good, if everything is working so well and everybody loves it so much, why are you so desperate? Why do you feel you have to personally attack the people who's running against you? If your policies are so good, we'll vote for them. Problem is the American people saw these policies and they know that some people think it's accidental. I know it's being done on purpose. But either way, the American people see these and say, we don't like them. We don't like them. So now they have to destroy the people who are running against them and convince the American people, you have to vote for us. And if that backup plan doesn't work, then they have to flood the country with illegals and give them the right to vote so that they can somehow control the voter base. Because they are not popular. The caller was absolutely right. You don't get more votes than anyone in history, and then your approval rating's in the 30s. That doesn't happen. So the answer to the question, why are the left and some of the right so desperate to get rid of Donald Trump? It's because he's the only person that they truly feel can stand in the way of their future plans and possibly derail them. And worse, he spawned a new movement of people who could take over that mantle, which is the mega Republicans. So now they're saying to themselves, oh, look what he's doing. If we can kill this MAGA movement before it gets grounded and just go back to the good old boy Republicans who say, my Democratic colleague is wrong and I think that their policy is incorrect, and then they all go to the same cocktail parties and lap it up. If they can get rid of them and just go back to the good old boys club that they had, the American people will be none the wiser and will control the country. Republican and Democrat, hand in hand. Little bits of differences, but nothing too major. No, they want radical change. And the mega Republicans, they want to stop the radical change. So they have to cut the head off the snake. They have to stop the leader. And that's exactly what they're trying to do right now, folks. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Are they going to succeed? That's going to ultimately, hopefully, be up to you. But I can tell you right now, they're going to do everything necessary to do it, whether it happens to be future lockdowns. Dr. Fauci just got, we're going to run overtime, but Dr. Fauci just got COVID. He's triple, quadruple vaxxed and wore a mask everywhere he went. Can you not, are you not seeing the exposing of the lies now? I've never wore a mask. I'm not vaccinated. I've never got COVID. Isn't that amazing? Jeez, I'm so lucky. Such a lucky guy. Wake up, folks.
Marcus Gain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.